T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining me now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Zach Meisel. Zach, how are you, man? Thanks for joining me.
Doing well, Adam. How's it going?
Doing great, man. Looking forward to staying up late, watching. I actually don't mind when the Indians are playing those late night games, because when they play like a 7 o'clock game, then my dinner gets screwed up, or I gotta pause the game, and so I don't mind a late night game because I stay up late anyway. But I feel like you don't like it as much. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
No, I mean, this is a little bit of uncharted territory. I'm not on this trip.
Yeah.
Hopefully the last one I won't be on for a while. And Seattle is one of my favorite cities to visit.
Great city.
And I don't remember, I want to say it's been like 5 or 6 years since I had to pull this sleep schedule. So
right.
I'm not really sure how it's going to go. Hopefully there's no hitter or something going on. If Jose Ramirez loses his helmet in like the 8th inning and it's 1 in the morning, I might need someone to look out for me. But we'll see how it goes. I'm not really prepared to stay up that late. But for the Night Owls, it's going to be a great week.
I mean, it could be a no hit, right? It seems like every game lately, the Indians win or they get no hit. I mean, those seems like they're only two options, I think.
Yeah, and these two teams, I know batting average is not the stat that tells the most. But the Mariners and the Indians rank, they're the two bottom teams in batting average and on base percentage. So it could be a very pitching-friendly weekend.
Yeah, it's an interesting – the Mariners called up their two best prospects, right? Logan Gilbert, their best pitching prospect, their first-round pick 3 years ago. He's making the start for them. And Jared Kelnick, who they acquired from the Mets in that terrible trade the Mets made, he's been killing the minors. A lot of controversy this year about him not making the big league club. I think he's still just 21 years old. So I don't know if Indians, how many Indians fans care about it, but it's a couple of interesting young players that will be playing against the Indians tonight.
Yeah, so Gilbert will make his debut. The guy just, every level of the minors, his ERA was like 180. Doesn't give up hits. So you're getting a glimpse at a guy Seattle hopes is a frontline starter for them for a long time. And then Kelnick is like anyone's dream number two, number three hitter. Who can hit for power, hit for average. So you get both of them on the same night. That's a treat for Mariners fans for sure. And for the Indians, it gives you a lot more scouting work than you probably were preparing for going into the series.
And it also has you thinking about guys that we'd like to see from the Indians. Certainly Nolan Jones at some point down the line. Bobby Bradley, we've talked about that before. You know, I know Jake Bowers hasn't been as awful lately. I still don't think he's playing particularly well. And I don't, you know, I mean, are we any closer? I know Bradley's off to a bad start at AAA. Last time I looked, Nolan Jones was off to a bad start, but not much of a sample size. Are we any closer to seeing a change at first base?
Yeah, probably not with Bowers. You know, the guy to keep an eye on is Owen Miller, who at AAA, I believe he has 15 hits now in 8 games. And like it seems like every night the guy goes 3 for 4, 3 for 5. And he's been playing all over the place, first base, second, short, third. So it wouldn't shock me at all if maybe when the team gets back home next week, maybe you pair him with Jake Bowers at first base, and he's a guy who could bounce to other spots as well. If you want to give Andrés Giménez some time off, maybe he needs a trip back to AAA. So he would make a lot of sense. I think Yu Chang has – you know, it's tough because – they platoon these guys, and so you're kind of limiting their exposure. But at the same time, Jake Bowers is only facing righties, and he's not performing. Yu Chang's only facing lefties, and he's not performing. So even though they're getting limited time, they do have the advantage every time they have to play, and they're not delivering. So I think Yu Chang is probably, especially because he has options, and because first base isn't his, like, when Yu Chang is coming up as a shortstop who hit for power in the minors, I don't think anyone was envisioning, okay, this is going to be a platoon first baseman.
Right.
So it would make a lot more sense for the roster if Owen Miller filled that spot, and he can play other places as well. You know, the first base situation, whether it's Bowers, Bradley, or eventually Nolan Jones, I mean, it's not even just about that, because it's possible Josh Naylor might be the best option at first base. And so maybe there are guys you want to try in the outfield. They have the versatility to just go with whoever the hot hand is at AAA. And so I would think, especially if Owen Miller keeps this up for another week, I wouldn't be surprised to see him when the team gets back home. But, you know, they're playing well. And you look at the landscape of the division now, and it's like, well, you know, how much patience do you really want to show with guys who have never shown it at the major league level? You know, maybe you want to have a little bit more sense of urgency.
Yeah, I think they should, because as you said, they're playing really well despite the fact that they have all these holes in their lineup, because a couple of the guys have, you know, kicked butt. Obviously, Ramirez has been great, and Franmil's been phenomenal. And the rotation, for the most part, has been good, especially at the top. And the bullpen's been absolutely excellent. So give them some help, or at least something that could potentially be help. I think it makes a lot of sense.
You know, it's bizarre. They're 20-14, and they're sitting a game behind the White Sox. And you look throughout the roster, and you're like, okay, who's exceeded expectations? Who is the reason this team is 20-14? And it's like, you know, Jose Ramirez and Framil Reyes are the two guys who have carried this lineup. But their numbers, you know, your jaw's not on the floor looking at them. And you look at the rotation, and Bieber's
Savali, maybe. Savali a little bit.
But his numbers aren't like, they're not blowing you away.
No.
Certainly in the bullpen, I mean, Klaase and Karinchak have pitched well, but Karinchak did this last year. So, like, the bullpen has been really good. That's a big contributing factor. But there's definitely room to grow in the rotation, throughout the lineup. So if you can pull the right levers and get guys up who can help, you know, this is just scratching the surface. And so you have to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I would even argue that, you know, two of the guys you thought would be two of their best hitters, Cesar Hernandez and Eddie Rosario, and Cesar's been a little better lately, but those two guys have underwhelmed at this point.
Totally, yeah. Eddie Rosario's been a big disappointment, hasn't hit the ball hard, minimal power. You knew he's never going to be a guy who has a high on-base percentage, but he always has a knack for somehow hitting pitches over his head and winding up with like a .275 average, 25 home runs. So you hope for more from him, because if he's hitting well, a Ramirez, Rosario, Reyes middle of the order is pretty productive. But when you're getting nothing from him, absolutely nothing from the number two spot in the lineup, where Terry Francona has used like 30 different players, it seems. I don't know why he doesn't just shift everybody up and hit Jose Ramirez second, but I mean, they're getting nothing from the bottom, nothing from the two spot, and nothing from Eddie Rosario. So it's a lot more difficult to string together hits to score runs when the only guys producing are hitting third and fifth.
We're talking with Zach Meisel. Zach, going back to Nolan Jones for a minute, I know he's played, I want to say he's played five games at third and one game in the outfield, I think, so far. I don't think he's played first base yet at Columbus so far. I know, again, it's just a few games. You know, Jose Ramirez is, we don't think, going anywhere. Are you surprised that they're playing him mostly at third so far? Because he is their best prospect. Do they not want him to play first or the outfield this year in the majors?
No, they do. They want him to stick with third because he had spent his whole career there. I mean, he worked with John McDonald, one of the most gifted defenders to play for this franchise. And they didn't want him to just forget about that and then become kind of like a nomad who doesn't have a position where he's comfortable. And so I think, I mean, they were planning for him to bounce around. I know he hasn't played first yet. Part of that is you've got Bobby Bradley there. So, you know, you can't really sit him. And they have other guys who have been, they've been rotating the DH. So it's difficult to find playing time at all these different positions for all these different guys. I think they're comfortable with the idea that he'll get a little bit more playing time in the corner outfield as the season progresses, because other guys are going to get called up. You know, you're going to see Daniel Johnson again at some point. Maybe you see like Oscar Mercado or Bradley Zimmer. And so that opens up an outfield spot. They already got rid of Ben Gamel. So that helps with that. So he'll find time out there. And then it's possible he ends up there. I also think there's part of it too, where it's like, if he can play third, he can play first if it comes down to it. If that's where they find that's the path for him to get to the major leagues. I mean, Yu Chang learned the position in a couple of weeks in spring training. And aside from the one mistake in Chicago that cost him a game, which was a tough play, and that was it was almost more the throw than anything else. It's like Nolan Jones can handle that. He's super athletic,
right. The
big guy. So it's tough. I mean, you don't want – there's so much value if you have a guy who can hit, and he needs to learn how to hit lefties. That's a critical point to this too. But if you have a guy who can hit, he's so much more valuable at third base than he would be at first or in the corner outfield. So you still want to keep him there as you figure everything else out.
We're talking with Zach Meisel from The Athletic. Zach, so the Indians sit six games over. Obviously, we got a long, long way to go. But, you know, before the season, we were talking about who they dump at the trade deadline if they weren't in it. And now, maybe at some point, we're going to start having a conversation about will they trade for guys. We had Mike Chernoff on, I think it was last week, or I can't even keep up now. I can't remember if it was earlier this week. No, it was last week. So we had him on, and I asked him, you know, is there payroll flexibility with the payroll this low to make a move? And his comment was kind of what he always says, which is, hey, that's never stopped us from making a move at the deadline. Do you buy that? Do you think there is some payroll flexibility? Could the Indians actually be buyers? Not, you know, I know they're not going to trade any of their top prospects, but could they at least be small buyers at the deadline if they're in it?
Yeah, I believe that's the case. And they're not going to go acquire a rental who is making $20 million, so you'd be on the hook for, I don't know, half of that. Like, that's never going to be their style anyway. They know that they have glaring weaknesses on the roster. And the thing working in their favor is that they still have another 2 months to figure out if any of their internal options can plug those leaks. So before they have to decide, all right, which players on non-contending teams can we acquire in July, they're able to shuffle through Bobby Bradley and Nolan Jones and Oscar Mercado and Daniel Johnson and Owen Miller and everybody else to see if any of those guys are ready to contribute. And you certainly don't want six or seven holes in your lineup, but there are enough holes in the lineup that you should be able to give all those guys a chance at some point here in the next couple months, and then you can make a more informed decision. But if they stick around and you look at the division, and it's like Minnesota is like on the way to falling to, I think, 12-23, tied with the Tigers, and Kansas City just dropped their 11th game in a row. I mean, it's shaping up like this might end up only being a two-team race. And if that's the case,
yeah,
and you're hanging around the White Sox, I know that this was supposed to be a transition year, and they have loved to tell everybody lately that they have the youngest roster in baseball. But if that's the case, and they think that they're going to be even better next year and the year after as some of these young position players come up through the system, then why not get off to a good start with this rebuild,
yeah,
you know, on this upward trajectory, and make some moves to make you even better. And you can always acquire people who aren't rentals. You can always get players who are going to help you for a few years. And they've done that in the past with Andrew Miller. I think that's definitely the case. I also think it's really early, and we still don't really have much of an idea. We know this team has good pitching, and that's how they're going to win. We just don't know, can it hold up? Can they get any support from the lineup? There's a lot to learn over the next couple months.
I know you said they probably won't trade for a big money rental, and you're right. And I doubt the team would even trade him. But I'll tell you what, in a fantasy land, Anthony Rizzo playing first base for the Indians would be a perfect fit.
That's my wife's favorite player. So yeah,
is it? He's my favorite player too. But I mean, he's making $16.5 million, but he's a free agent. And I mean, could you think of a better fit for the Indians just as a player? Forget the money and that stuff.
No, I mean, it's such a weird year, too, because you look at the standings and there's so much parity. And even teams like Pittsburgh and Baltimore are, you know, they're not contenders by any means, but they're off to better starts than you would think. And because of that, there are some good teams that are off to starts that are not inspiring. So it's going to take some time to separate through all this clutter in the standings too. And I wonder if maybe some unexpected teams will be sellers and some unexpected teams will be buyers. But yeah, I mean, if you give Bobby Bradley 6 weeks and he doesn't look like he can cut it and you have the opportunity to get someone like Rizzo or, I don't know, Joey Gallo comes to mind because Texas probably should have traded him like 2 years ago. Right. Yeah, like I think you have to pull the trigger on something like that because why not send the right message to the fan base, but also just send the right message to that clubhouse that they believe this young team is ready to take that next step. We'll see how they feel in a couple months.
I'll tell you even another guy, and I don't know what it would take to get him. This guy's not a rental, and he's certainly not as good as Rizzo or Gallo. But Christian Walker, I know he's hurt right now, but he could be a guy that could make some sense. I don't know. Who knows if they'll do anything at first base. But.
So that's what's weird. Like, are the Twins going to be sellers? I mean, it's bizarre.
Yeah, right.
You know, Atlanta.
Can we get Nelson Cruz?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be really interesting. And I wonder, I don't know that the front office expected they'd be in that position either. And maybe they won't be, because who knows how the next couple months will go. But it's a better start than I think a lot of people foresaw. And you look at the roster and how they've performed, and it's like, well, if they can be 20-14 and they've played like this, just imagine if they had an offense. Imagine if they had a number 4 and 5 starters who could pitch into the fifth inning consistently.
What did you think of Sam Hentges' performance yesterday?
Pretty good. He's got really good stuff. I still I'm so tantalized by the idea of just throwing him in the bullpen in August and letting him throw 97, 98 and just focus on one off-speed pitch instead of trying to mix pitches around. Obviously, they need him in the rotation right now. So, hey, he battled. He got out of a lot of traffic, and that's what they need right now. But he's got a bright future, I think. In a perfect world, you probably would have let him pitch a Triple-A for a while this year just because he was not good in 2019, was stuck at the alternate site last year. So it's a lot of learning on the fly for, frankly, a lot of these players. But he's performed pretty well so far.
Zach, great stuff as always, man. Keep up the great work. Thanks for joining me.
You got it. 12-5 for the Browns, by the way.
Oh, is that what you're 12-5? You did the schedule game?
I did the schedule game, yeah.
I like it. I went crazy with 13-4, I think. But who are your five losses? Do you remember?
I mean, I think one of the Ravens games.
Chiefs and Packers?
Yeah, but, like, we have to change the way we think, right? Because, like, they're good enough where they can win one of those games.
Oh, yeah, they could beat anybody. They could beat anybody. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they got as talented a roster as almost any team in the league. They could win every game. The Browns are finally at a point where they can win every game. And now there's games that you'd be absolute stunned if they lost. Not that you couldn't lose, you know what I mean? Like, it used to be the Browns could lose to anybody, and you're stunned if they win against, these five teams. Now, they could beat anybody, and there's a few teams on the schedule you'll be absolutely stunned if they lose to.
So they will not go 17-0, but for the first time in the history of 92.3, the morning show's schedule game, where they always pick them to go undefeated, it seems.
Yeah.
Actually, like, as you go week by week, it didn't sound so far-fetched.
Didn't sound crazy. That's fair enough. Zach, great stuff, man. Talk to you soon.
Sounds good, Bull. Thanks.
Zach Meisel does great work. He's excellent at covering the Indians, writes some really awesome pieces for The Athletic. Great to chat with him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.